Al-Aqsa Intifada in September 2000.
Okay, and when you mentioned that at the same time, you know, banning them, can you explain that more? You mentioned a point of reference to the Al-Aqsa, and this has been going on for 9 years. Have there been cases where people have come out? If you can open that subject up for us, Yusuf.
I'm really sorry, I cannot hear you very
okay.
well, but as you know, as I mentioned, it's a significant and important day for the besieged Palestinians of Gaza here, who have been under siege for more than 1.5 years so far, and people here actually showing will show solidarity with the residents of Al-Quds, and you know, they are demanding the Arab and Islamic Ummah to you know, keep supporting the Palestinian people. It's a day against the oppression. The Palestinian people, you know, have been under occupation and oppression for more than 60 years now. And, you know, this day will be covered by, you know, various and different, you know, satellite channels. Within 2 hours from now, these streets will be crowded with protesters who will actually, you know, shout slogans and carrying banners denouncing Israel's occupation and control of the holy city of Al-Quds.
Okay, we appreciate that. That's Yusuf Al-Halou over in Gaza. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a communication problem there. But we're going to go after Sari Al-Khalili, who has been our correspondent every Friday at the Kalandia checkpoint to find out what is happening there. Sari, we were speaking to you last. You know, this is the fourth Friday you've been with us. Can you give us an overall wrap of how this month has transpired with, of course, every Friday you are correspondent there and how events have transpired?
Yes, this is the fourth time here at the Kalandia checkpoint, where it's a crossing between the West Bank and Jerusalem. As you just see live shots of people, hundreds of people waiting to enter Jerusalem to pray in Al-Quds. The prayer is taking time in minutes from now. It's expected to happen right away in the background. Now people will start praying at the checkpoint, which is the mosque. Soldiers say that nobody is allowed to enter, or men under the age of 45 for women and under the age of 55 for men. Only those who are of these ages are allowed. Those who have a medical case or those who have permissions, only these are allowed to enter Jerusalem. The others who still are going into the holy city, various types of including violence. We know that the first Friday of Ramadan, we witnessed a tremendous, a very violent response with bullets, gas bombs, and various types of tear bombs to disperse the crowd. So that the ambulances are to happen now, because the Israeli soldiers, these people remaining on the checkpoint side Jerusalem, if these people stay, soldiers, the Israeli soldiers behind me right away.
Okay, can you now turn the camera activity behind you, so let's find out what's going on. If the camera can go there somehow. Because I'm seeing people flee back and forth.
Well, people are still waiting. They insist to go inside, but the soldiers say no. There's a couple of ambulances are waiting on the other side. We can't turn the camera, but as you can hear on my microphone, the ambulance is waiting, you know, expecting anything to happen, because the Israeli soldiers usually, through the insistence of the Palestinians, who want to go inside Jerusalem. Now, the entrance that you see in this picture is specialized by the Israeli authorities only for women. Some men also use it. Other entrances on the other sides of the checkpoint are used only by men. This is the entrance for women. Very good way. Of course, they are treated in a very pushed back, and as you can see, shouted at and told many times to go back, or they will use violence against them.
Well, we noticed the first Friday when we joined you that there was violence, but that doesn't compare to reports of Israeli violations, which has increased. And I'm going to ask you, the last time I've not been updated, but there's been invasions, there's people that have been wounded. If you can tell us, especially in Nilin village, I understand that, you know, a lot of us there.
Couple of in Na'lin village near the Ramallah, the West Bank city of Ramallah, couple of injuries. You know, every Friday, people pray and try to enter Jerusalem to pray. We have some sort of activities against the separation wall in the villages, tremendously affected by the separation wall. We know that hundreds of hectares are being Israeli authorities and being taken to the Israeli side. Now, Palestinians take an occasion to protest against the Confesh plans. This is an occasion also for the Israeli for the attacks against these Palestinians and against these protesters, who are joined also by international. Many injuries were reported in 3 days at the beginning of Ramadan. We have reports made by local human rights associations reporting that over 60-70 Palestinians were injured in Na'lim village. The crowd approached the in a message to back home. Now, these people are waiting since more than 6 hours.
Okay. Sorry, we cut in there. Stand by. We're going to go over to our correspondent who is here in the capital, Tehran, where the rallies are taking place. You see people who are out in hordes, as is customary. And, of course, we're going to find out from her what's going on. Well, Gita, we spoke to you roughly an hour ago, and tell us what is taking place.
The demonstrators, Kaveh, actually have issued a statement. In their statement, they have condemned the Israeli action against the Palestinians, and they have demanded the Palestinian refugees to their...
Okay. Gisu, you covered this last year, and of course this has been going on for a number of years, and we see a wide spectrum of people that are out there, young children all the way up. What was different about this one than last year, if there's any different that you saw?
Well, maybe demonstrators, these are the types of people you always see. When there's a calling, all of Iranians come out on the streets to show their solidarity with their brothers and the Palestinians. And of course, in other demonstrations, you always see here and present when they feel the need to show that they are here. But something that was different this year, Kaveh, which was quite interesting for me, was, like I mentioned, all of the activities that were ongoing in the past week. Like I said, the NGOs were so active. There were so many conferences. There were so many gatherings in support of the Palestinian people in Tehran. One of the NGOs, called the Society for Supporting the Palestinians, had so many activities ongoing, and they also were able to raise a lot of money for the Palestinian people and the refugee camps.
Okay, and we understand that these rallies usually end up with the Friday prayers, as is customary. Can you tell us a little bit more about the rallies that are event? Okay, we may have lost communication there with Gisu Misha Ahmadi there. She's out in Tehran.